My name is Ambika Waters, and this CD is designed to help you move through the chakras. Each chakra contains a life challenge, emotional issues, colors, sounds, and qualities that are important for your spiritual evolution and your psychological development. Each chakra is governed by an angel as well as a planet. And in taking you through this meditation, we will cover all these aspects of the chakras. I'd like you to sit back and relax. Take a very deep breath. Release any tension that you may be holding on to that you've carried throughout the day or that may be chronic with you. I'd like you to sit with your back straight and your tailbone either resting on a hard surface like a chair or the floor. Take a deep breath and bring your awareness down to the very base of your spine. I'd like you to visualize a large red cube. Place this large red cube in the very, very tip of your spine, right in the area of the coccyx. I'd like you to expand the form and intensify the color. Make sure that your own root chakra is large enough to hold you. The qualities of the root chakra are patience, structure, stability, security, and the ability to make your dreams come true. It also involves the qualities of order. Build this large red cube in your mind's eye. Expand it. Stabilize the qualities. Visualize the color red. This chakra feeds the lower part of your body. It brings energy to your blood and bones. It brings energy into the hips, legs, knees, ankles, and feet. Red has the slowest frequency of any color in the visible spectrum. It also has the slowest oscillation of vibration. It can energize your lower extremities. It can tonify your blood and bones. And it can ground you firmly in life. Again, expand the form and intensify the color. The root chakra is ruled over by the planet Saturn, that planet which grounds us in life and thoroughly roots us in our process, eliminating and discarding anything which stops us from being fully ourselves. The Archangel Michael governs the root chakra. He is the angel who brings us protection, love, and guidance. If you have a prayer for rooting yourself firmly in life, for developing any of the qualities of patience, structure, stability, security, and the ability to make your dreams come true and create order in your life, address them to the Archangel Michael. And he will carry your dreams and prayers to the source. Thank you. Now bring your awareness up to your sacral chakra, which is located 2 inches below your navel and 2 inches in to the interior of your pelvis. I'd like you to visualize a large orange pyramid with the apex pointing up towards your heart and the base of the pyramid locked firmly in your hips. The qualities of the sacral chakra are well-being, love of your physical self, love of pleasure, and abundance. I'd like you to expand the form and intensify the color. Reflect on these qualities in your life. If you have need for greater well-being, a stronger sense of love for yourself, a greater need for pleasure and for abundance, firmly visualize in your mind's eye this large orange pyramid. The sacral chakra is ruled over by the planet Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion and growth. It is governed by the Archangel Metatron, who brings us the rightful way of doing things in life. If there has been abuse or disruption of your physical health, lack of abundance or well-being in your life, address a prayer to the Archangel Metatron to bring you that which you long for and your heart's desire. Now bring your awareness up to your solar plexus, which is located in the area of the stomach, right below the sternum and under the diaphragm. I'd like you to visualize a large yellow globe that radiates light in the area of your stomach, liver, gallbladder, pancreas, and spleen. The qualities of the solar plexus are self-worth, self-esteem, confidence, personal power, and freedom of choice. The planets that rule the solar plexus are the planet Mars, which gives us our sense of personal identity and aggression, and the Sun, which anchors our sense of self in our life, in what we do, in how we relate to others, and how we relate to ourselves. The Archangel Uriel governs the solar plexus and brings us the light of God within. If you have a prayer about any of these issues of self-worth, self-esteem, confidence, personal power, or freedom of choice, address them to the Archangel Uriel and let him deliver your prayers to the Source. Now bring your awareness up to your heart chakra, located in the middle of your chest. And I'd like you to visualize a large green crescent moon, which goes from shoulder blade to shoulder blade in the front and in the back. This is the heart protector, which is made of the qualities of love, unity, peace, and brotherhood. It protects the purity and innocence of the human heart. You can visualize your own heart as either pink or gold. and feel that your heart is protected. You can envision this large green crescent moon as a breastplate or something that you can inflate to protect your heart in moments of crisis or challenge. The planets that rule over the heart chakra are the sun, which reflects our own self-love. To the degree that we love ourselves, we are fully able to love others. And the planet Venus, which is the planet of beauty and love. The heart chakra is ruled over by the Archangel Raphael, who brings us the healing love of God. If you have issues of love, unity, brotherhood, and peace in your life, please address your prayer to the Archangel Raphael and let him deliver those prayers to the source. Now I'd like you to bring your awareness up to your throat chakra, and I'd like you to visualize a large turquoise blue inverted pyramid. The base rests around your jaw and the occiput at the back of your neck, and the apex is pointing down towards your heart. The qualities of the throat chakra are communication, creativity, the truth, both your personal truth and the higher truth of God, and willpower, as well as your personal integrity. The throat chakra is ruled over by the planet Mercury, which is the planet of communication, and governed by the Archangel Gabriel, who brings us the Word of God. If you have a prayer to deepen your commitment to the truth, to the expression of your personal creativity, to communication, or developing willpower, address them to the Archangel Gabriel, and he will deliver your prayer to the source. Now I'd like you to bring your awareness up to your brow chakra, located between your brow in the area of the forehead. This has traditionally been known as the third eye. I'd like you to visualize an indigo blue five-pointed star. The apex of this indigo star represents the quality of wisdom. The far right arm represents the quality of discernment. And the left arm represents knowledge. The lower right-hand leg of this five-pointed star represents intuition, and the lower left-hand leg represents imagination. These are the qualities you need to feed the mind and to connect you with the higher source, known as the higher self. This chakra is ruled by the moon and is governed by the Shekinah, which is known as the feminine face of God or the goddess. If you have a prayer to develop wisdom, to know greater truth and discernment, to cultivate imagination and intuition, deliver that prayer to the Shekinah, that she may deliver this prayer to the Christ light. Now I'd like you to bring your awareness to the crown chakra at the very top of your head. And I'd like you to visualize a large violet skull cap which protects the delicate and volatile energy of the crown chakra. The qualities of the crown chakra are beauty, serenity, and your eternal and indelible connection with the source. There is no planet that rules this realm of higher consciousness, but it corresponds to the Christ light within. If you have a prayer for your spiritual development, for cultivating serenity, beauty, or anchoring your awareness with this indelible connection with the source, address your prayer to the Christ within. Now that you've opened these chakras, they need to be sealed. This energy is delicate, and it needs to be stabilized within the etheric body to have its effect on your physical, emotional, and mental bodies. The way we seal this is by seeing a cross of light within a circle of light, sealing and protecting the chakras. So let's start at the crown chakra and visualize a cross of light within a circle of light, sealing and protecting the crown chakra. Bring your awareness down to your brow chakra and visualize a cross of light within a circle of light, sealing and protecting the brow chakra. Bring your awareness down to your throat chakra and seal and protect it with a cross of light within a circle of light. Bring your awareness down to your heart chakra and seal and protect it with a cross of light within a circle of light. Bring your awareness down to your solar plexus and seal and protect that with a cross of light within a circle of light. Bring your awareness down to your sacral chakra and seal that with a cross of light within a circle of light. Now bring your awareness down to your root chakra and seal that with a cross of light within a circle of light. Now visualize a beam of light going from the top of your head to the base of your spine and across your shoulders, extending out to fill your aura, so that you sit within a cross of light within a circle of light. Now crystallize your aura. See a band of gold and a band of silver around your auric field, sealing and protecting your vital life energy. You can send that cross of light within a circle of light into the room that you are in, to places where you work and live. You can place that within your car and send it out on the road ahead of you. You can see that cross of light within a circle of light over the town that you live in, over the country that you live in, and eventually that cross of light within a circle of light embracing the planet herself. This chakra meditation can bring you balance. It can help build a strong etheric body so that you are able to have a strong and resilient energy system that is compatible with your higher consciousness. An energy system that keeps you grounded and vital in life, that allows you pleasure and abundance and well-being, that nurtures your sense of personal identity and individuality, that allows you to love, to receive, and to express love, that helps you express your will and your creative nature through communication, that gives you a wise and clear perception of life, and that ultimately links you to the higher source. You can practice this meditation when you wake, at work, walking, or before you go to sleep. The more you're able to do this meditation, the stronger your energetic body will be, and the more your light will radiate. Thank you very much for listening.